This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Mr. I think I am a professional dancer because I've been doing it for a week, don't you know?
Ramsey.
Twinkle, yes.
Ramsey's
I'm not finished.
All right.
Sorry, I'm not actually finished. Twinkle toes, practicing round the house. Rosie, look at me, like a toddler. Ramsey.
Amy, posture's improved.
Has it?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, right. Not at the minute because I'm leaning into this microphone, but yeah, my posture's probably improved.
I hadn't noticed, but I'm sure it will. And you're doing very well. I was being sarcastic.
And I showed you a video and you liked the video.
It's very good. You're doing so well. Good. You're very doing well. Hard. You might even not get kicked out in the first week.
Well, you can't even get kicked out in the first week, so
I hope second not. Week. Imagine if you could. Actually, we've decided you're that bad
that you changed can't the be rules. In the You're that bad. Just to save everyone embarrassment, including yourself, you're out in week one.
Sorry,
the public
that,
on voting, son. We're just kicking you out. Guys, this is episode 31. Thank you so much for listening. Like, rate and subscribe, etc.
Here's a jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back. Thank you so much for coming back and having a little listen. And obviously I know how buzzing you're all going to be that you didn't have to listen to Chris's... Not ludicrous. Ludicrous? I'm getting mixed up with you saying lucrative. Yes, they are ludicrous. Ludicrous. Him who sang... Well, sorry, Miss Jackson.
Well, we've just lost so many cupboard... Sorry, no, that was Outkast.
Oh.
Sorry, Mr. Ludacris sung Move, Bitch.
Get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way. Fair enough.
Wow.
Who sang Miss Jackson? Outkast.
Outkast.
Is that him who did Hey Ya?
Yeah, Outkast were a band. But then, interestingly, they were like a full-on hip-hop group. But interestingly, it was Andre 3000.
Is it interesting?
Yeah, well, listen, and then you can be the judge. Andre 3000 was one of the people in Outkast, and there was another guy, I can't remember his name. They fucking hated each other by the end, and Outkast album is a CD. It was two CDs. One was Andre, and one was the other guy, and if you held it and flipped it over, it was the other CD on the other side.
Wow.
Yeah, like the box. It was the artwork, and then it was the other side.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, my
mate
had it.
Well, Christopher.
That's what this podcast's going to be soon.
It's funny that you've said that, because... Just want to let you all know, we don't like to tell fibs. We've had a fight just before this podcast.
Big fight. Big one tonight.
We're okay now.
Boom, boom.
But you know what it is? Sometimes, mummy and daddy disagree.
We do. And do you know what it is? That's the thing. A lot of people, genuinely, public service announcement, a lot of people say, oh, you're a couple goals. And someone said the other day they don't even want a relationship until it's like ours. Someone said it on Twitter.
I saw that. It was very sweet.
It was very sweet. But guys, nothing's perfect.
No.
Nothing out there is perfect. And you know, you do argue and you've got to try and, you know, admit when you're wrong and try not to, you know, rub it in the other person's face when you're right.
Chris is still working on that.
I'm still working on it. Also, what you've got to do, guys, is you've not got to carry it with you, because Rosie can get over an argument pretty quickly because she's an adult.
But
I carry it. What was it you said to me during the argument that made me piss my sides laughing? You said...
Oh, you're like a little turtle.
Yeah, you see, I carry it on my back and I carry like the argument on my back and I live in it like a fucking tortoise. That was the...
Well, we've talked about this before. We can have an argument and I can literally...
Skip out the house.
Skip. Well, no, I'm not that bad. I'll not be skipping, you know,
Bit of a psycho, but yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. But I can kind of go, you know what? We talked about it, whatever. Mm. You carry that shit around
it's
with
weird,
you all day.
Man. Yeah.
Just
I need to shake it off.
We've made friends. We've had a cuddle. Yeah. We're married. This is going to happen all the time.
You know what? We argued. We came back. We had a little chat. We had a little cuddle. We had a little wine. And you know what really sweetened the deal, Rosie?
What did?
All of those beautiful bras you gave me from Fig Leaves that I'm currently wearing.
Well, there you go. You are welcome. You look fantastic. So,
Thank you.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers.
Wine cast.
So this could have been a take two, guys, but we've decided to own it and let you know rather than pretending we didn't have an argument. So there you go.
Well, we're okay now. But I mean, half an hour ago, no longer than that, we had to have a half an hour break. We put Robin to bed, angry. Well, Chris did, and I was angry down here making me tea, like proper, like, stirring everything. Like,
angry.
Getting angry.
It's an angry stir fry. You stirred too much.
Exactly. And then...
Shaken, not stirred.
Slammed it. And then you put him to bed, so we had half an hour apart, and then we had another half an hour of just chilling.
Yeah.
And, you know, and now we're okay. I'm okay. Are you okay?
I'm absolutely fine
now. Look a bit sad. Yeah. You've got sad eyes.
I'm not just... Rosie, I'm honestly just tired.
Why are you so tired?
Because I'm a full-time dancer now. I'm just a full-time dancer.
It's tiring, isn't it?
Rosie, there's bits of me body hurting that I didn't know did anything.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Mm-hmm. And I told you so, Carrot, and all that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I said, it's harder than what you think.
Yeah,
and
you're
going to use muscles that you didn't even know existed because you're moving in ways. It's not like going for a jog or doing some weights. You're literally moving muscles that you've never, like ankle. Is the muscles in your ankle?
Yeah. There you go. I have to loosen my ankles off every morning. Yeah. It's madness. It's been on Instagram. Karen stretches me afterwards. Mm. She puts her feet on like my ankles and stretches out. And I wail like a banshee, like someone's killing a lamb. I'm like, she was like, she said the other day, she said, it sounds like I'm slaughtering a lamb. I was like, because this
isn't
the way.
I've heard that before, Karen.
Yeah. And honestly, today Shahada's doing like a hip move thing. Obviously, I can't tell anyone what the dance is yet or anything. Yeah, never going to say that. It's on there. I can't tell the song or anything, but it'll be on the 21st of September, I think.
Yes.
Saturday, the 21st of September. Watch that. But yeah, so I had to do like a little hip, just like a little hip movement today. And I genuinely nearly put me back out. I'm like, I'm going to be the only person who ever puts his back out doing like a groin thrust. Just like someone's old grander who's had some Viagra and got too excited and put his back out shagging.
Oh, flipping it.
It's minging. Honestly.
It's horrible.
I'd hate that. I would literally go to the hospital and be like, how did you do it? And I would lie. I'd be like, oh, I was playing with my son on a scooter or something. Like, I couldn't go. Oh, I was dancing and I thrusted too much and I put my back out because I've never thrusted in my life because I'm a square and I've got no rhythm.
Hey, I've seen your thrust.
Well, have you seen his thrust?
I think so.
Okay.
Maybe it was dark. They're talking about sex. Is mom and dad talking about sex?
Why are we everyone's mom and dad now on the
Well,
podcast?
Because
Why
we all it? Listen. I'm somebody's mom, so I might as well be everybody else's mom. Do you know what I mean? Might be someone's mom and dad. Do you never get messages of people? Which, don't get me wrong, this is not a slag. I get loads of messages of young girls saying, I really look up to you and I want to be like you when I'm older.
Wow.
And at first I'm like, that's so nice. And I think, I'm flipping 33.
Older.
I'm not that old.
That hurts.
I know, but these are like, I think they're like 18, 19. And yes, we are older. We are of that generation.
You know what? For me, it's whenever like I'm on Twitter and something comes out and it's like, the Hangover was out 15 years ago today. And you go, what the... What the hell? You're literally like, I went to the cinema last week to see that. Like,
it burns, doesn't it?
Terrifying. It's terrifying.
I hate them, actually. As much as the interest is, it really upsets us.
Yeah.
It's when it's like 20 and 25 years, that's when it's really like,
Yeah, it's movies that I went
Titanic?
To see.
Titanic?
Yeah.
That was 21 years ago.
That's
22 years ago.
No. Are you not thinking of the actual crash? The sinking of the Titanic.
No, Chris.
No,
I'm
that
not.
Must. That's about right. Listen. No, no. Come on, come on.
No, so, I was 12.
No, 20 years ago, the actual Titanic hit the iceberg.
22.
20 days ago, 21 they made the film.
Year ago.
And I went to see the film.
Shut up. What? 20 Shut
days
up.
Ago, I went to see Titanic with my mum and dad, and I remember that's how long it was. Loser.
Of course you did.
Hey, I went with my mum and dad, went to the cinema at Bolden when it used to be, was it Virgin or UCG? It must have been Virgin at the time.
Yeah, I think it was.
When it was like, welcome to the world of Virgin Cinema. Like, you know, and bumped around all the microphones, all the speakers. And then went to Frankie Benny's afterwards. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking, yes, excellent little treat. I got in trouble off my mum because, you know, when the guy falls right from the top and hits the propeller and spins.
Oh, yeah, that was awful.
Yeah, I laughed really loud in the cinema. I got told off. And that bad. My mum was like, what's wrong with you?
Why did you laugh?
I was a kid, man. Come
was
on.
Was it like uncomfortable?
No, I still watch it and think, boom, when he hits that propeller, it's
that's,
like,
you're smack. Horrible.
Yeah, I know.
See, I went to see Titanic and I think I was just old enough mm-hmm. and me and all my mates sat in the back row causing trouble, probably drinking vodka.
Sucking
no,
off,
I wasn't.
Sucking off boys.
Getting fingered.
Oh, minging. You ruined it.
I wasn't getting, that was not my fingering age.
No, not during Titanic.
No.
No.
Imagine getting fingered during Titanic.
Oh, well.
That is grim.
Well, you see, problem with getting fingered during Titanic, it's just the tip of the iceberg. Didn't even work as a joke.
It actually didn't make any sense at all.
Nah.
So.
Well, you give us just the tip of the iceberg.
What's the iceberg? Fisting. Because that's horrific.
Know.
You're talking about me being 12. So you're awful.
Right, we've gone filth really,
you're
really
talking,
quick, yeah.
You are putting Titanic and fisting in the same
I did
thing.
Not
and you went with
fisting.
Your mum and dad. You're rank. You've got issues, you. Shall we carry on?
What have you been up to?
Not much, not going to lie.
Great North Run at the weekend.
Oh, it was a Great North Run at the weekend. Mm-hmm. The Great North Run, if you don't know what it is, I'm sure you all do, it's a 13...
You know what? Don't tell them.
No, because we've got listeners abroad and everything. Yeah, yeah, we've got American listeners. Joking, they don't know what it is. The Great North Run is a run that starts in Newcastle and ends in South Shields, which is our hometown. 57,000 people took part this year.
It's a half marathon.
It's a half marathon, sorry. It's 13.1 miles. Never have I ever done it. Have
I've
you done it?
I've never had any inclination to do it. I went on Virgin Radio, Chris Evans, and he was on with Steve Cram. Steve Cram was on. And they were like, just talking about running. It was like, run, like all of them were like, Chris running. Evans and he's like, mate was there. The guy, the other guy on the show, I can't remember his name, apologies. And Steve comes there and they were like, you run. And we're like, we all run. And they went, we do the Great North Run, that ends in your town. And I went, yeah. And they went, will you do it with us? And I went, yeah. And immediately I was like, oh my God, if they follow up on this. If they follow up on this, I will cry my
Did
eyes
they, by
out.
By the way?
Rosie, it was this year, right?
Yeah.
It was this year.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. One of the factors, one of the reasons I actually signed up to Strictly was in case they followed up and wanted me to do that run. I go, guys, I can't do Strictly.
Sorry, guys.
I'm joking.
Do you know what it is, though? I always want to do it on the day that it's on. I think, oh, I wish I was doing this because it looks mint. But then obviously the day after and the day before that, I think I can't run 13 miles.
Well, what I do is I always see people afterwards having a pint and going, oh, I've earned this pint because I've done the run. And I think, oh, I'd love that. And then I think, well, I'll just have the pint and then that's okay.
So now
I just go to the finish line. We go to your friend's uncle's house. He lives at the finish line.
Angela's uncle.
And I have a pint. Yeah. And it's great. Hey, sometimes we'll bloody walk there, don't we?
It's
about 2 miles.
Aye. It's not.
No, it's not even that. But
sometimes I feel a bit awful because people are literally running past or they've just finished the race. They've got the tinfoil things on them. And I'm stood outside with a gin and tonic. And he puts them in the biggest flipping glasses. And I'm like, well done, congratulations.
What about that guy who was lying on the path in front of us?
Are we Wasn't talk that weird? About that?
Yeah, let's. So basically... I mean, it's a massive run. It's a half marathon. The reason me and Rosie, we're joking here, but the reason me and you don't do it, Rosie, is because we probably couldn't, because you've got to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I,
you've,
I
got to be, you've got to you've got train, train you've got to be for it. Yeah.
People, you know, people get ill. People blim and drop down dead doing it.
My mate's death collapsed in the new Crown toilets when she did it.
Yeah, but that was afterwards.
That was after.
She
did it.
Loads
she
of drink. Big love, Steph. So the guy, so we were at Uncle Mark's house and there was a bloke in front of us and he was lying on the deck. Basically, sort of sipping some water, lying there, looking ashen white.
Yeah.
You know, the like baked potato blanket they have?
Yeah, the tinfoil.
He had the baked potato blanket on. And I went, there was three people with him. There was four people. There was two sort of young-ish girls, probably 20s, and then there were late 20s maybe, and then there was a lady, and then there was a bloke with him. And I went, I looked at them and I went, "Do you look, this is the house we're at. Do you need anything, guys?" And she went, "No, no, he'll be fine." And I thought, what the hell's going on? And I asked her three or four times, and I was like, are these people insane? Like, this guy's dying.
Dying.
They don't give a shit. And it transpired. I didn't run in the house and tell everyone. They were doctors.
Yeah.
So they were just like, they just didn't give, like, they just weren't shown any shit. They just weren't shown it. It was amazing.
But as well, the time that I stopped listening was that when the woman, I overheard the woman talking to you, and she said, he does this every year. And I thought, well, it's his own stupid fault. That's when I went, right, mate, you can collapse for all I
Do you know what I saw when I heard her say he does it every year and him lying on the floor being a hypochondriac? I saw our future.
Oh my God.
Are you us? I was like, because that's definitely me on the floor wailing. And that's definitely Rosie not giving a shit. The only difference is she didn't have a gin in her hand.
I wouldn't be stood next to you, babes. Let's put it that way. I'd literally be at the pub like, oh, he's fine. Does it every year. Does it every year. Don't do it then. Honestly.
Crazy.
And then they got, I'm sure they did in the end get an ambulance for him or something.
Yeah.
Well, I seen someone with a flag. I'd stopped caring by then.
St. John's ambulance guy came over and he was like, yo, guys, what's going on? And he started asking the bloke questions. And I was like, dude, these four people are doctors. You are so out of your depth here. This is crazy. They're just going to. It was beautiful to watch. Once I knew she was a doctor, I was so relieved. It was like, yeah, we're all doctors. He's fine. I was
like, thank God I'm not going to witness a death today.
Oh, I was so worried about him.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Until that point. Then I was like, he's insane.
Well, I was until I heard they does it every year and I thought, right, fuck this.
But he was a doctor as well.
Yeah, idiot. Do you know what I mean? How much have you got to love doing that run to be like that every year?
Yeah,
she
I wouldn't
didn't
do
see
it.
How many it was, but I'm guessing he does this every year. I'm guessing that's a lot.
Well, I was.
That's not, he's done this the past few times. That's, he does this every year.
This is his thing.
She's probably on 25th year with that shit, man.
Well, they walked off, and I was half cut by the time because they were there for ages and had a good few bottles. And
they were there for hours. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But as they walked off, do you know what I shouted as they walked off? Don't let him do it next year.
Yeah, no, you'll be there. Next year, and I'll say, excuse me, can you go and be stupid somewhere else?
I'm going to get him a sun lounger and let him be stupid right in front of us. Because I respect how stupid he is. That's a stubborn man, and I respect that.
I do not.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
What's your beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? What is your beef?
What's your beef?
Shouldn't be such an irritating.
Tell you what, I'll see you in court. That was the jingle. Thank you again, Glenn Roughhead, for the beef jingle.
Mm-hmm.
Beef jingle.
Beef.
Beef jingle sounds good. What are you having for Christmas dinner? Beef jingle.
Beef jangle. Mr. Jangles. Mr. Jangles.
Beef jingle.
That's the Green Mile. Walking the mile. Walking the Green Mile. Mr. Jangles.
Okay.
You're welcome. Did you go to the cinema with your mum and dad to see that?
Yeah. Eh? Laughed me head off.
Bellend.
Laughed me head off. Laughed me head off. Fisted me mum. Good day out.
You're so lucky she does not listen to this.
Oh, she's got no idea how to work a pod. Me dad, I think I've said it before. Me dad asked us the idea what the podcast's called.
Yeah, that was
useless
that
twat.
Was funny.
Billy, it's a good job you mow me lawn because I'd disown you. Okay, ladies first. What's your beef?
Do you know what? I am going to be honest with you here, right? Mm-hmm. I ran out. But.
No.
No, mate.
I'm so happy.
Mate, I've had four this week alone.
Shit. Oh, God, that
I've
was
I've had four
bad.
This week, so I'm just trying to think which one's best. This really winds me up.
Okay.
Sometimes on a night time, if you're really tired, I'll literally turn the light off. We'll turn over, start to go to sleep. I'll turn the light off and I'll go, night, babe. And you'll go, oh, I was asleep. And I'll go, really? And I'll go, right, fair enough. Then we turn over a second, like literally this is how long, probably like 1, 2, and I'll go, yeah, have you heard that rain? And you'll go, what? I was asleep. And it is not physically possible to fall asleep that quickly into how much of a deep sleep that you make it.
This is beautiful.
Do you see where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. Honestly,
yeah.
It's like, it's 2 seconds. 1, 2, listen to that rain. Rosie. I was asleep. You fucking were not asleep. You cannot be asleep that quickly. It's physically impossible.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah?
Absolutely great.
Why do you do it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You finished?
Well, how are you then?
Finished?
Yes,
time
I am.
Time for my beef?
Yes.
Well, I don't need to check my phone because I've just been reminded of it.
What?
My beef with you, Rosie, is sometimes you talk to me in bed when I'm asleep and fucking claim I wasn't asleep, you massive prick.
Nah. I'm not having that.
I'm dead. You did it last night.
That's went, why I wrote it in my phone.
That's why I wrote it in my phone. High five. You fucking. Last night you went, have you heard that rain? And I had fell asleep.
No.
And you were like,
you couldn't have. You couldn't have.
No,
I'm
you weren't. I was like, you fuck. No, you
Chris.
Weren't. Imagine that level of oppression, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. I was asleep.
How dare you? Oppression. It was 2 seconds. I swear. I swear to God, there is no way on this earth, not the deep sleep that you proclaim.
There has to
maybe,
be.
No. Give
Did
us a minute.
You just say proclaim in an argument. Well
yes,
done.
Thank you. You. Maybe if you went, oh, I was falling asleep then. Mm. Not, oh, I was asleep. Chris, you weren't because I've just spoke to you 2 seconds
Listen,
before.
There has to be a moment. Between being awake
I get that.
And being asleep.
It's probably about 30 to a minute. 30 seconds to a minute.
Fuck.
Fuck off.
Have you never put Robin to bed? And literally he's been saying something. The next minute he's like jumping out of his skin as if he's had one of them little dream
sorry,
things.
Sorry, Robin. He's three. He's three.
Why are three-year-olds so tired? Because they use loads of energy all day or something.
I don't know.
Yeah? Because this guy you're looking at, I'm a professional dancer now. I've been using a lot of energy all day. Yeah? So down, this basically comes down to trust. You not trusting that I'm telling the truth about being asleep. Why would I lie, Rosie? Why would I lie about falling asleep? Eh?
I have no idea, but I do, right, okay then. Well, I'll tell you what. What you need to start doing is, Rosie, I am going to sleep now.
Oh,
do not speak to me.
Sounds great, that, eh? What, do you want it in writing?
Chris.
Do you want an email?
I would rather that than the ridiculous manner in which you go on when you've woke up from your 2 seconds of kip.
Okay, let's get to the crux of it. So it's not the fact that I've fallen asleep and that you don't believe I've fallen asleep. It's the way
you do it.
I was asleep.
Oh, don't do it because it makes us want to vom.
Okay,
that's
right.
I'll try to stop doing that.
Okay.
Well,
but
you've said this for 7 years.
You have to believe that I was falling asleep. You're
falling.
Maniac.
Oh, you've said it. Falling asleep. You were not asleep. You were not asleep.
Great. How about, you know how like when you're at a radio station or something or a TV studio, they have a little red on-air light above the door mm-hmm. so you don't make any noise or go in when they're on air. Shall I have a little button that I, like a do not disturb button?
Yes.
I can press it at the side and it can just little pop
yeah,
up and then
I'd rather
you'll
know
not to speak.
I'd rather know.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long. It was not that long, Chris. It was literally like, night-night, have you heard that rain? Why would I say it like 5 minutes later? Why would Because I'd be asleep myself. Why would I go, night-night, babe? Have you heard that rain?
Oh, God, Rosie, don't want I was asleep there.
I hate you.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Okay, Rosie's done the questions this week because I don't know if I've mentioned, but I'm a full-time dancer now.
So busy for this podcast, guys. You're lucky that I'm keeping it going, do you know what I mean?
I'll be honest with you though, Rosie, it is a properly, I still feel strange telling people that I'm dancing. Like, sorry, I can't, like, someone phoned us today and I had to end the call because I was like, sorry, I've got to go and dance. Like, it's a really annoying, like, if I needed to speak to someone urgently and they went, sorry, I've got to go and dance, I'd be like, you're the worst. So the dance studio where I go is in, like, a gym of, like, a local gym where we live. Mm-hmm. And a couple of people came in and one guy who I've known for years came in today as I was going out and he was like, all right, mate, you been doing a bit of training? I'm like, oh, I've just been dancing through there. And even though he knew I was, and he went, oh, and he started asking about the show, for a split second, telling someone I'd been dancing all day in a room just felt so strange.
Just quit your job as a comedian.
It's just, I've got no other gigs. I've got no other gigs. I'm a full-time dancer now.
Well,
it's
somebody said to me today, they were like, where's Chris today? I was like, oh, he's dancing. He's dancing.
Imagine. You know how I get annoyed? I've got that weird thing where I get annoyed when like people go on holiday and they can't like do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if someone's like, if I'm like, oh, we need the bathroom tiled, and I'm like, I'm going on holiday, and I know I'm wrong, but I'm like, fuck you for going on holiday. Can you imagine? Can I get a quote for the bathroom tiling? Oh yeah, cool, yeah, it'll be such and such. I can't do it for 4 weeks, mine, because I'm dancing. Get out of me fucking
too busy
house.
Dancing. Just quickly on this note, when you get annoyed with people, our parents. our main childcare, they're only on flipping holiday at the same time.
I've nothing like it. I'm fucking sick of it. Honestly. Wankers. I'm not joking. I'm thinking about possibly framing our parents for some kind of crime that gets their passports revoked.
There's so many holidays.
I'm not even joking.
Well, the funny thing was, your mum and dad are prolific for going on a lot of holidays.
They are
and
prolific holiday makers.
But you know what? They've retired. They can do what they want.
No, they can't. They've got to look after our kids.
No, they can't. No, they
drop
don't.
Of a hat, they have to look after our kids.
Right. Well, they're very good anyway, but I'm just saying. But Sandra, all of a sudden, thinks it's the year of holidays.
Bloody gallivanter.
Gallivanting around.
We know you listen, Sandra.
Keffa flickin' lonely.
What do you think you're doing, eh? Eh?
Raging, Sandra.
Bloody lying by the sun lounger, on the sun lounger by the pool listening to this.
Yeah.
Eh?
Get your arse back here and look after my petulant child, will you?
So get and Robin wick. As well. Look after Robin as well.
Yeah, Robin and Chris, they're both getting on me wig.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Question here. This one is hilarious. Hi, Chris and Rosie. My question is, you are going to lose your mind at this. When parents find themselves with a child-free night ahead, what's the first thing they do in an empty house? My partner reckons loud, undisturbed sex is top of the list. Verdict. Big love from Katie in the two.
That is hilarious. What a fucking idiot that man is. Is he serious? What planet are you on, dude? I've got an Xbox, eh? I've got PlayStation. I've got Netflix. Oh, I've got Amazon Prime.
There's somebody in the world who thinks that when parents have a night to themselves, that they have loud, undisturbed sex.
Absolutely hilarious. Absolutely
all
hilarious.
Night long.
Do you know what it is, mate? Do you know what it is? When we've got a night to ourselves, what we do is we'll either do a podcast, right? Or we'll watch the telly on, volume 20 or above as a treat.
And we'll go to bed past 10:30.
Oh, you sweet and summer child. What an idiot you are, fella.
We think about maybe having sex, but then we think, do you know what? I'm a bit too tired.
No,
and
normally,
we'll just get a really good night's kip without the
bin. Can I just tell
the
truth here? It's not even tired, Rosie. Let's be totally honest here. We might think about having sex, but we're normally too full from whatever we've ate. Let's be perfectly honest.
That's true.
It's normally we've got a curry or a pizza or something and we've had so much of it in my face and then we've sat with a big bag of dime bars watching Stafflet's Flats or something. And
love
just
Stafflet's Flats.
God, it's incredible.
So good.
And we're just like up to a, you know, if sex could be sort of preceded by a couple of Rennies and a bit of stretching, possibly. But we're always too tired.
Exactly.
Not a chance.
If you could just text each other sex, that would be great.
Oh, should put it in pill form. That'd be good.
I know.
Although I probably wouldn't be asked to take it.
Probably be too full. I just thought that was a beautiful, beautiful question.
Oh, what a,
but you
I
know
love
what?
That.
Part of me thinks, Katie, if you are wanting to, I don't know if it's a male or female, if you are wanting to stay with this person for a long time, skip past that and we'll answer it now.
Yeah.
So yeah, when we're alone in the house, Robin's staying out, we are at it.
So loud. Crazy.
Oh my, it's crazy, isn't it?
Constant.
Mental.
Yeah.
Just can't stop.
Oh, craziness.
Last time, was it about six times we did it?
Oh, hey.
I was
red,
so
bloody,
impressed.
Bloody red raw. Neighbours fuming. Eh? Yeah. Bloody noises
great.
Coming out of there.
Oh, you give me cystitis that night, babe.
That, you've gone too far. I'm not playing along anymore. You've made us sad.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Really little quick one for you here.
That's what she said.
Nice one. Would you rather live with sugary lips or cheesy, crumbly what's it fingers for the rest of your life? So the sugary lips is like from a donut sugar that you can't lick off.
You can't lick off. Oh, shit.
Or cheesy, crumbly what's it fingers constantly.
I'm going to pass out.
What would you have? I mean, I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
Oh, yeah, I'm hungry now. I want a donut and I want some what's it after the donut, or maybe the other way around.
What are you thinking?
So what is the fingers going to impair me doing? I mean, my phone screen will be
disgusting.
My laptop will be minging.
You'll have to live with a pack of wet wipes in your bag constantly.
Well, no, because you can't wipe it off.
Off the things you've used.
You put gloves on, I suppose.
No, you can't.
Where does it say in the email that you can't?
Why have you done this? It's my question. No, I'm doing the questions. You can't put gloves on.
You're not allowed to put gloves on? Is that the rule?
Because then that's bypassing the whole point of the thing.
No, but then you still got to have gloves on forever, haven't you? I suppose then the thing would be you got to have gloves on forever. Oh, God. I'm thinking so much into it because it's really speaking to my OCD.
I'm
going
to go with I would rather have sugary lips because I love my sofas.
Yeah. So you lick them and it just comes back. It just doesn't go off. It's just like
a nightmare. Yeah, it's just constant.
Oh, God.
You can't be having watered fingers all the time.
No, you can't be having watered fingers, man.
Horrible, that, God.
Oh, gee whiz. You definitely get cystitis off them bad lads.
I know. Thrush-a-rama.
Oh, God.
I didn't mean to make it such a horrible question. It was meant to just be a quick one.
No, it's freaked me out. Is my nose bleeding? I feel like I'm going to pass out.
Pick one. Sugary lips or what's it fingers?
It'd have to be sugary lips. Either way, I'd go clinically insane. I'd lose my mind.
Maybe we could try it out.
No. Honestly, that might be up there with the worst questions I've ever been asked in my life.
Well, here's another one.
Oh, God.
But this is just a really little one. You'll not get as stressed about this.
Okay.
Somebody literally just messaged saying, thoughts on sweet corn on a roast.
Beg your fucking pardon. Sweet corn on a what?
What's your thought on sweet corn on a roast?
On a roast dinner?
Like a roast dinner.
Who the fuck's doing that? I'm livid.
I know.
You can't tell, but I'm clenching my fists.
Well, that's why they're asking.
Right.
Thoughts of having sweet corn on the roast.
First
dinner.
Of all, my thoughts on actual sweet corn. Fucking pointless.
That upsets me.
Nah. Let us finish.
You know I love sweet
corn. Let us finish. Utterly pointless. It's the worst. It tastes like fuck all. It's minging. Right?
It tastes like sweet corn.
It tastes like nothing.
It's like having little bits of popcorn.
The word sweet should be eradicated from that. There's nothing sweet about it. It's the blandest shit in the world.
Oh, nah. It's my pissed food.
I'll tell you what. I would want sugary lips if I was having sweet corn. At least it would make it fucking sweet. Pointless. Rubbish. It's like little spongy little teeth, right?
Bullshit.
The sides of the outside of it doesn't even break down. You shit them back out. The actual case of it. You can't even do anything with that.
Makes you poo colourful.
And... Who's putting it on a roast?
Well, right. I don't, but I would.
Right.
Because I love sweet corn.
Not in this bloody house you won't, and I'm putting my foot... Listen, hey.
All right, yes.
Just put my foot down.
All right.
Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
It was carpet, and I've got a bare foot, but I did put down. And I'll be honest with you, it did hurt a bit.
Good, I'm glad. Fairy's getting you back. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. An incident occurred recently which firstly outraged me and secondly made me wonder what your opinion on this is.
Okay.
What is your opinion on letting children wee in a public place? I was at my local Aldi doing a bit of shopping and returned to my car to find two kids and a mum around the car next to me, next to my driver's side door. A woman was there allowing her child, a young child, a boy, to wee up against her car tyre. She told me that I had to wait for him to finish, which I patiently and silently did. He was already pissing. What could I do? I then had to leap over the large piss puddle to get into my own car. At this point, I pulled this exact face, and it's a sickening face, down at the piss puddle. And it all went very wrong. Pissy mum shouted at me, saying my rude-looking face, and it was such a rude look, she had to make a stand. Apparently, according to Piss Mum, 4-year-old child's wee is special from normal wee, as it is from a child. I was unreasonable for not wanting to get it on my shoes. Apparently, kids can wee any way they like, and I should be ashamed of myself. Now, last question. Is it unreasonable to let your child wee all over an Aldi car park? Thanks a lot. And that's Sarah from Essex.
Right. First of all, other car parks to wee in are available.
Absolutely.
Sarah,
you're not going to like this answer.
Sarah, you're not going to like this answer, but you are in a way, because I feel like, Sarah, you probably haven't got a toddler or a kid, and that's fine, I'm not having a go. All I'm saying is, when those little, and I mean this tossers, when those little tossers say that they need to piss, it is just another sort of, it's another thing getting piled on your day of bollocks with a kid when they just go, I need to piss. And you can just, if you can literally, for the little boys, you just let them piss in a car park. Car tire is normally the best place to do because they're not pissing anywhere. On other people's stuff. For a moment, I thought you were going to say they'll piss on your car tire, and I would have loved that story so much more.
I don't think they were.
However, that mother could have broached it better. Some parents are so fucking enthralled in their kids, and so, child is the most amazing pissing child in the world. She didn't have to say, wait till he's finished. If that was me, and my son was pissing on a car tire, and the person in the car next would came to go, I would be mortified and I would turn around. I would say, I am so, so sorry. When he needs to wait, he just needs to wait. I didn't want him weighing himself. There's no toilets anyway. Mm. And I would have, I'd have talked you around. This woman obviously didn't, my perfect answer.
I agree.
Answer.
But unfortunately, Sarah, kids need to wee.
They need to wee.
And they can't run very fast.
And they can't hold it.
And there's no toilets in Aldi.
Robin pissed himself the other night when Strictly was on.
Oh my God, he did? What the hell was that all about?
We had people
bless
around watching
heart.
The Strictly show, and he was in the middle of the room dancing, and he just pissed himself. He hasn't done it for ages.
He hasn't had an accident for a year and a half. Well, he's been toilet trained. He's nearly four.
It was
he's
literally
been toilet trained since he was two. Yeah. But he got the fright of his life, bless him. He was just so, I think he was just so excited. And yeah. I think we were so excited. We didn't remind him to go to the toilet. And I think there was just so much going on. But yeah, he had a full on wee in the middle of the carpet, bless him. But yeah, unfortunately, children do. Right, this is something that you are going to understand.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Sarah will as well. I have always been around children.
Yeah.
I've got cousins, I've got, nephews, I work in nurseries. Mm. I would never be offended by a kid pissing in the street.
Yeah.
You have not been around children.
Before Robin, I'd
have
sent that email.
You'd have been livid.
I'd have sent that email.
And I think until you have a child, or until you're around children, it's a totally different
what it would have been,
life.
Right? Before Robin, I would have been, is it Sarah? I'd have been exactly like Sarah here, and I'd have went to a gig that night and went, bloody woman letting a kid piss, imagine that. And it would be fucking silence in the crowd, because they'd have all been, we've all got kids, shut your fucking mouth.
Well, do you know, there's pictures of me somewhere, I think, when I was a kid, and God knows why it's been taken, but I can remember a picture of like me dad. Because obviously for girls, you can't like point. My dad used to like put, so under imagine your, my back exactly against my dad's say. Belly. Yeah. And he's like just got my legs lifted up like that. Yeah. And I'm just having a wee. And somebody's took a picture and it's
who
somewhere. Probably
took
me mum.
A picture of that.
I don't know.
Who in Boots printed, developed a picture of that?
I know.
That's mental. What's wrong with your family?
What are you talking about?
Caravan's on the drive. Bloody arse is pissing. Quick, get the camera out.
It's memory.
Don't forget to take that down to Boots and let the woman in Boots develop that
see
photo
gash
of our kid. I wasn't going to say that. Minging.
Simpler times. 1990.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, hang on. No, probably. 1989.
Yeah.
When was I born? I was 86.
I think that was about 7 years before the Titanic.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. Can you solve a problem for us? We've just got a date for our wedding next year, but have a list of guests that exceeds the number allowed.
Oh, God.
150.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Ooh, popular.
150.
Gonna be popular. Name the musical.
Popular.
That's the song. What's a musical?
Popular People.
It's Wicked. Oh, jeez. Why do I bother? Okay. Any suggestion on how to cull? My main issue is work colleagues that know about it. I'm a teacher, but if you invite one, I basically have to invite everyone. Chris has a massive family, and his parents have asked him to invite the whole lot. Oh, I'm guessing Chris is her partner.
Well, it's not me.
Oh, I was going to. Excuse me? You secretly getting married with 150? Imagine if 150 of our friends turned up at your secret wedding.
That would be amazing. There's a TV show in that. Secret
That's
wedding.
Happened. What TV show was it?
Secret Wedding?
No. There's a TV show that I started watching, but then I stopped watching it, and the someone's having an affair.
Dr. Foster.
Dr. Foster.
Boom. I knew it was that, because I also stopped watching it.
Yeah, and everyone knows about it, and they're all okay with it. Messed up. Anyway, Chris has a massive family, and his parents have asked to invite the whole lot. All tips appreciated. How did you do it? And that's from Lucy.
Well, what does she need to cull it to?
Well, 150. Well, do you know my advice?
Cull it down, no. What?
That somebody told me. Mm-hmm. For your daytime guests, if you're wondering about inviting someone, right, all you've got to think, if they came to your door and asked to lend however much it is a head, so say it's like 95 quid a head, which weddings are these days.
Yeah.
Would you lend them? If they said, can I lend 95 quid, would you lend them it?
First of all, I wouldn't lend anyone 95 quid, so that would be a very quiet day in my wedding. I wouldn't. I can't think of anyone who would knock on the door and I would lend 95 quid to.
Yes, you can.
Who?
Loads of people who came to the wedding.
Nah. No,
you wouldn't lend me mum 95 quid?
No, because I would know it would be giving it, because I'd never get it back. I would give your mum 95 quid.
Right, well, let's play Let's Give.
Right.
Should we get the wedding list out? Would you give me brother 95 quid? Me sister? Me brother-in-law? Should we go on, really? Are we going to...
Okay.
Angela and Steph?
Definitely not them two.
Darren and Jonathan?
Nah.
Well, there you go. Well, you'd be all by yourself.
Yeah.
Cool. That's the rules that you've got to play by.
It would have been cheaper.
If you're not willing to give them, actually, yeah, give them, not lend them, because you're never getting it back.
You're not getting it back.
You watch them eat that 95 quid.
Yeah.
And if anyone leaves any, you go and tell them you did it.
That's why I brought all the leftovers home and made a big wedding smoothie. Imagine that.
Oh, God.
Chicken, gravy, potatoes. Bits of cake.
Do you know what we've never really dissected much on here, right? Do you know? Yeah. Hey, that's unprofessional.
Hey.
Do you know when you go and try your food for a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
And you try it and you pick your meal?
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure for 150 people. Right, guys? We've picked this meal that you're all going to eat, and I don't give a shit if you don't like
that.
It's horrible.
Imagine going to a restaurant with 150 people and go, I'll order.
Yeah, we're all having... the risotto. I don't like... Right, shut up, Sharon. You'll eat the risotto and you'll...
Yeah, I don't like...
And enjoy it because it costs 95 quid.
Well, it's more like we're all having risotto. I don't like the risotto. Are you vegetarian? No. Well, you're having the fucking risotto.
Yeah.
Are you vegetarian? Yes. Well, you're having the pasta.
I know. It's just... You don't think about that, do you?
I've told people at weddings before that I was vegetarian because I didn't like the main stuff on the menu.
Have you?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Well... There's been a few times, twice that I can think of at the top of my head. The start has been a goat's cheese tart with red onion marmalade.
Nah.
And I've been devastated because I don't like goat's cheese.
What's going on with goat's cheese, man?
I know. Well, everyone else lapping it up. This is disgusting.
It's the worst.
You
goat's
don't
cheese.
Yeah, it's feta's horrible.
Minging as well.
I know. Ugh.
Oh, God. It's like someone emulsioned the inside of your mouth. It's minging.
Yeah, I agree. Have you ever watched anyone eat a bit
of
feta?
You know what? Feta, it's like doing a shot of Tipex. It's disgusting. A Tipex Jaeger bomb. Isn't it?
That's so true. And there's just bits of it always on the lip. Like crumbly, horrible Tipex that's gone really weird with spit.
Off Tipex. Out of date Tipex.
Well done.
Oh,
sometimes yeah, I remember
guys,
that you're a comedian.
Yeah, there's another. I was just about to say, there's another brilliant moment in our relationship when Rosie remembers I'm a comedian. Jesus,
it's true.
Oh, you sometimes I make a joke sometimes in public, and you say "Well done" to me, and everyone laughs.
I know, because you know.
Hey, it's good to have a hype man. I'm not bothered. I like your support.
Well done, babe. Proud of you. I'll remember that. It does look like Tibet. Well,
should
done.
See me dance. Stop. Even funnier. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for this week's celebrity question.
Celebrity question.
70 question this week from a genuinely very, very dear friend of mine. Absolutely all the love in the world for this guy.
I feel like you have got a full-on bromance.
I love... It's Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea. Jamie, and so gutted that he's injured himself.
Me too.
And he's out with Strictly. I'm so devastated.
Can we just quickly mention on here?
Right, yeah.
We could not believe that Jamie tore a muscle in his leg.
Yeah.
Was it in his? It was in his leg.
So yeah, sorry. So if you look in the if you look in the launch show of Strictly, if you look at the first dance routine, so me, Neil, and Jamie of the big dance we did had to do a thing where we're on our knees and then we had to jump
right
up
right at the beginning.
Literally on the first jump of the whole dance routine, Jamie tore a muscle in his foot,
and he carried on.
Carried on the full thing.
I swear, as a performer myself.
Jamie,
kudos.
You're a hard bastard, son.
Honestly. That
genuinely.
And he did so well. He had a smile on his face.
Little blonde, his little blonde-haired posh boy on the telly. But I tell you what, what a hard sod. Fair play, dude. He did the full dance. And Jamie, genuinely, dude, I know you listen to the podcast every week. I'm so gutted you're not going to be on Strictly with us, because I just honestly loved hanging out with you, and it's just such a shame.
I'm sure you guys will get to rekindle your flame.
I'm sure I will.
Love. But you'll be there, I'm sure.
Made a good friend for life. He's a really good guy. He has his question.
Hey, Rosie, and oh, hi, your husband. Can't quite remember his name, but thank you so much. It's Jamie Lang here. Thank you for asking me to do a question on your podcast. By the way, Rosie, I am the biggest fan in the world. You hold the podcast up. Without you, there wouldn't even be a podcast, in my opinion. Just wanted you to know that. Anyway, my question is, how many chocolate digestives are eaten a day in the UK? Good luck.
Right, well, that's a bit annoying.
Sorry. Sorry, babes.
Wow. Wow.
Jimmy, thank you.
Unbelievable that. Honestly, I thought I made a friend.
I mean...
I thought I made a friend.
Yeah, that's a bit embarrassing, because you've just been... You've just let your heart out of him there.
I have opened my heart, and it has been... It's been snapped in half.
Listen, don't carry it around like a turtle all day. You're all right. You'll get over it. You'll see him again.
What a question.
That's a great question.
Oh, my God.
Well, on his family, the digestives.
Oh, yeah, he's kept it on brand, like.
Oh, yeah, I love it. That's why he's got so much money. Why don't we? We just need to bring this podcast up in every conversation.
Honestly, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Love it. So how many digestives are eaten in the, what is it, in the world every day?
How many digestives are consumed in the UK every day?
Gosh.
Now, let's both guess.
Right.
And we'll Google it. This is exciting.
Isn't it? I've had to stop buying digestives, because they are the ones that no, they are like so Moorish though.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Right.
You don't realise how many you've had until you see how many's left.
Caramel.
The caramel ones are like heroin. I've never had heroin, but if it's better than that, I've never had heroin, but I guarantee it's probably nowhere near on par with the caramel digestive.
Listen, I've had heroin. Can you imagine? The Daily Mail. I've not had heroin, but I have. But I haven't. But I maybe have.
You mean you've had caramel digestive?
I've had. Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Although the same thing.
Jesus.
Right. In a day,
in the UK.
How many people are in the UK?
Oh, God knows.
There's about how many? 56 million. Is that right?
No, it can't be that much.
I
don't know. Hold on.
Oh gosh, am I just making up numbers here now?
UK population 2019 is, what was your guess?
56 million.
56 million. Oh, goodness me. No, I'm totally wrong here. Yeah, it's 67 million.
I was totally wrong. 67 million.
As of Tuesday,
what?
Apparently.
When did them 10 million babies happen?
As of Tuesday, September 10th. That's craziness.
So how many? 67 million?
67 million. So
right.
Not everyone's having a digestive. Not even half.
Listen, have you worked in schools before?
Rosie, all I'm saying is, right, if more than half of 67 million people...
UK. No, I don't think half.
No, listen though. If more than half of 67 million people in the UK every single day were eating a digestive, I don't think Jamie would be doing a question for our podcast. I think it would be a bit under his radar.
Listen, I'm going to say 900,000.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 500,000.
Did he give you the answer, by the way?
No, he didn't. Fucking idiot.
God's
I'm going to have to Google it. Am I going to message him? Oh, he's messaged
how
back.
How many?
So I've just messaged Jamie to answer, and he's messaged back. So you said 900,000, I said 500,000.
A day. Shut up.
3.4 million a day.
Shut up.
Good God.
3.4 million chocolate digestives are eaten a day.
God.
That is crazy.
That's insane. Hey, we've all learned something today. Thanks to Jamie Lang.
Thank you, Jamie, my love.
Well done, Jamie. You'll be missed, brother.
We'll miss you. I'm not even on the show and I'm going to miss you. That's incredible.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Bish, bash, bosh. That's it done. Thank you so much for listening. Apologies you know, that we had a fight before the podcast, but I hope it didn't tarnish it at all.
I don't think it did. I think we owned it. It was really good. I've enjoyed this.
I do love you.
Yeah, but I'm weirdly thinking that afterwards. I'm thinking you just made up like friends with us just to do the podcast. I'm thinking like as soon as we turn the mics off, you might really shout at us and have a go.
No, but I'll definitely bring it up tomorrow.
Great.
When we're sober and you know, in the cold light of day. It'll be getting brought up, but that's fine.
Excellent.
I love you.
That's good. I love you too. And we love you all for listening. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please like, rate and subscribe on all your podcast shops. Don't forget, Strictly's on. Get voting. I'm going to need you. And I'm on tour.
Yes, I was just going to say your tour.
Oh, you're pointing at me for my tour. Yeah. That's really nice. Yeah, chrisramseycomedy.com/gigs. My 2020 tour is going out in March 2020 all the way through the year. Bless you all for listening. Thank you so much. Rosie, I might argue with you now and then. But you know what? There's no one else in this world I'd rather argue with and then make up with and then go to sleep next to and be woken up 2 minutes later saying, can you hear
me? Honestly, if you do that tonight, I will stab you in your sleep. And that's on here.
Wow.
So they'll know.
I will
go to prison for it.
Okay.
Right, love you.
No, Rosie will be doing the podcast next week, solo from a jail cell. Good night.
Over that phone.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.